Andy Shi, you run a home visiting program, and you have seen the impacts of toxic stress. What does it do to kids' brain development?
Areas of the brain like the hippocampus and the amygdala that form memories, that store memories, their structures are being altered by the environment around the child that creates these kinds of toxic stress issues. And without the ability as a system to address those concerns in the family and begin to make changes that improve the health of the child and family, we're unlikely to be able to create the kinds of brain structure that kids need to be able to participate in formal education and to be competitive in that education model in an economy that's driven by information.
Bill, I want to turn to you because Voices for Children releases the Kids Count survey every year. It shows data of child well-being. So where are the biggest gaps?
Well, we have the models of successful services. We know those programs work. The problem is that we're funding them at a level that only a very small fraction of our children and families have access to those services.
But the state,
that's the problem.
Didn't the state boost its spending on early childhood to about $233 million?
If you're hundreds of millions of dollars short of providing the service to all the children and families who want and need those services, then the funding is inadequate.
And Megan, that's not true.
$230
million is not true.
In what way?
Ask the doctor. What we're talking about here, early childhood, we're talking about very early. We're talking about prenatal to 5 years old. And out of that $230 million, it is a drop of that that's going to this conversation. So it's misleading to say that $230 million has been put into this. That is not true. Doctor, what would you say?
No, I'd have to agree, and especially with stricter work requirements for new families, the sort of idea that the working poor are shirking their duty and now they need to be in the workforce, the question would be to ask policymakers, what about the children? Who is going to provide the brain stimulation and the kinds of emotional and intellectual support for those young children out of the home? So making the work requirement is a policy decision that affects two generations. There hasn't been concomitant funding to support the kinds of intensive, high-quality early intervention and child care that kids in these families will need so that they will be successful by the time they hit third grade.